Now, some time with Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is a conservative provocateur for Our Moment, by Nash Jenkins. It's 5 p.m. on a recent Thursday, and Matt Gaetz is deep in the belly of the Capitol, preparing to make his fourth appearance on cable news since dawn. That rates as a slow day for the 35-year-old freshman representative from the Florida Panhandle, this one on Fox News, which for Gaetz is tantamount to batting practice. The real game comes when the incendiary conservative appears on MSNBC or CNN and provides the sort of contrarian commentary that has made him one of President Trump's favorite members of Congress. In a few minutes, Gaetz will go before the cameras to bemoan the full absurdity of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. But first, he wants to explain his underlying philosophy. The convention that one should never be perceived to troll another that has a different viewpoint is a very country club approach to politics, Gaetz explains in his office, nursing one of the 10 or so Diet Pepsis he drinks each day. And we're sort of in the era of Caddyshack. The caddies have taken over the country club. Trolling has made Gaetz a star on the right. In terms of sheer airtime, he is arguably the most visible member of the House Republican Conference outside of its leadership. Unlike, say, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, he shirks scripted talking points. A Gaetz TV hit often feels calibrated to strike the pressure points of liberal outrage, delivered with the impishness of a fraternity president before the university disciplinary committee. Remember when Trump described Haiti and some African nations as assholes? As Republicans distanced themselves from the remarks, Gaetz went on MSNBC to validate them, describing Haiti as a land of little more than sheet metal and garbage. Gaetz acknowledges that his tactics are designed to infuriate his opponents. His guest to the State of the Union in January was Charles C. Johnson, who has disputed that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust and was permanently banned from Twitter in 2015 for calling on his followers to take out the prominent Black Lives Matter activist DeRay McKesson.